This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On this 35th anniversary of the first moon landing, commentator Martha Ackman recalls the story of aspiring astronaut Jerry Cobb. Cobb was a top-flight pilot, a woman who dreamed of soaring into space, but never got the opportunity.
35 years ago, Jerry Cobb was one of the last people on Earth to learn that man had walked on the moon. She was alone, flying her plane high above the Amazon rainforest. When the plane's radio interrupted her solitude, the noise startled her. "Buenas tardes," the radio operator said. "I thought you'd be interested. Shortwave ham radio back in the States said that man is on the moon." Cobb could hardly believe what she heard. She was thrilled, and then she wished it had been her. 9 years earlier, Jerry Cobb wanted to be the first woman in space. After breaking 3 world records, she knew there were few women pilots better than she was. That's when the secret astronaut tests began. Unknown to the world, in a high-level medical clinic in New Mexico, a doctor working for NASA tapped Jerry Cobb to take the same physical tests that John Glenn and Alan Shepard and all the other astronauts had taken. They wanted to know if top-flight women pilots would make good astronauts. He tested his theory on Jerry Cobb. She was 29 years old and sweated through nearly 100 exams, 3 feet of rubber hose down the throat, ice water to the inner ear, a probe of the lower bowel with an instrument the Mercury men called the steel eel. Cobb aced them all, and when news broke that a woman had passed the same tests given the Mercury astronauts, the media declared her America's first lady astronaut. The political tests ahead of her proved more difficult. NASA was not impressed with Cobb's outstanding scores. Officials thought they were a fluke. When 12 more female pilots took the same test and passed them, NASA still said no. Cobb took her battle to Capitol Hill. She lobbied congressmen, senators, and finally brought her case to Vice President Lyndon Johnson. No one was interested. Many made jokes. After a congressional subcommittee ruled that space was off limits to women, Cobb conceded the battle lost and left the country. She returned to South America, where she had flown earlier in her career. Some said she was running away. Others worried that her fight to become an astronaut had left her dejected and empty. For the woman who always wanted to fly higher, faster, and farther, her dreams seemed out of reach, earthbound. But 35 years ago, when word came to her that Armstrong had walked on the moon, Jerry Cobb could not help but feel uplifted. She landed the plane in a jungle clearing, got out, stared up at the sky, and danced across the wings of her plane in the moonlight. Like millions of other people on the planet that summer night, for at least a moment, she believed anything was possible.
Jerry Cobb is still flying at age 72. She's currently making runs up and down the Amazon River. Commentator Martha Ackman is the author of The Mercury 13, the true story of 13 women and the dream of spaceflight.